As you might gather, integrity is the Soul Matters theme for January. We're using it as meaning of a piece or connected in a wholeness. Last Sunday, remember if you were here, we made sheets of paper that connected the fibers of our good intentions. They connected them together for the new year. We took paper and wrote on it our good intentions, and then they were taken downstairs and blended in a blender with water and dissolved, and then Stephanie Compatum and Oliver, and with lots of help, made little sheets of paper that actually reached across, the fibers reached across all the divisions of our good intentions to create this one sheet that had the integrity of good intentions. We also used the reading by Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, a cloud in a sheet of paper. So we saw the wholeness, the of a piece, of in the sheet of paper is the sun and the water and the earth and the trees and the logger who cuts the trees and the wheat and the bread, the community, all of that in a sheet of paper, connected in a wholeness. But today we explore this sense of wholeness more as something we don't identify a lot, but that's a sense of self. Teacher and author Parker Palmer wrote the book, A Hidden Wholeness, The Journey Toward an Undivided Life. And the first chapter is titled, Images of Integrity, Living Divided, Divided from Ourselves, No More. It begins with a meditation by Douglas Wood on those pine trees that you see pictures of on mostly on western coastlines, the windswept coastlines. They're called jack pines. Jack pines are not lumber trees, and they don't win many beauty contests either. But to me, this valiant old tree, solitary on its own rocky point, is as beautiful as a living thing can be. In the calligraphy of its shape against the sky is written strength of character and perseverance, survival of wind, drought, cold, heat, disease. In its silence, it speaks of wholeness and integrity that comes from being what you are. And integrity that comes from being what you are. Palmer examines integrity as more than a moral code. He adds to C.S. Lewis's summation of integrity as C.S. Lewis says, doing the right thing even when no one is watching. But he says, I value ethical standards, of course. I also value integrity. But that word means much more than adherence to a moral code. It means the state or quality of being entire, complete, and unbroken, as an integer or integral. Deeper still, integrity refers to something, such as a jack pine or the human self, in its unimpaired, unadulterated, or genuine state, corresponding to its original condition. When we understand integrity for what it is, we stop obsessing over codes of conduct and embark on the more demanding journey toward being whole. He also points out where this says complete and unbroken, that we are broken over and over and over again, and that we come back to our wholeness. This week was our first meeting of a group that we're calling Spirituality on Tap. What that means is we meet at a pub. And the idea is to use the Soul Matters materials as a prompt for our discussion. So we focused on the spiritual exercise A in the materials. They give you options. So A is a new year of integrity. And it asks the question, what does it mean to be a people of integrity? And option A is that new year of integrity. And it says New Year's resolutions are often about changing oneself. In light of this month's theme, make it about holding on to or remaining loyal to yourself instead. Pick one thing that makes you distinctively you, and then resolve to protect, celebrate, or live into it for at least this month. Think of it as your resolution to your integrity. But in the flyer I sent out for this group, I framed it as honoring your own sense of self, honoring your blankness, where you put your name into the blank, you know, and actually say, all right, I'll do it in front of you, honoring my gymness, you know, my gymness. So put your name into the blank. And that was the instruction. And then say the word out loud and see how that speaks to you. One of the comments, the first comments was sorting out what we're talking about, the difference between integrity as moral code and sense of self, and not really thinking about it in those terms, but saying how good it felt to say that. Just sit there and say that, you know. So take a moment and try it. You probably don't want to say it out loud, you know, but you might. Just sit there. Put your name in the blank in honor. Just say that. You don't even have to say, I like it, but I did that. I like you, you know. And then I said, my gymness. See how that feels. We don't think that way very often. Did you do it? All right, cool. As Parker Palmer says, we're talking about the God of wholeness is not the God of ought to be, but the God of what is. And we are. We are. We're part of what is, each of us, with our own gifted being. We also have to accept our own limited being. But that mixes together into what? Our nature, the nature of my gymness. I've had a couple of times this week where I've apologized to people and said, I was a little bit over the top and I shouldn't have done this and that. And twice those people said, well, you can't help being who you are. But the key is to embrace and go forward with it, that those many pieces that one me. Unitarian Universalist minister Doug Taylor has a sermon in this month's Quest magazine, and everybody's doing themes right now, and the magazine's theme is transformation. But Reverend Taylor speaks to our personal integrity first. He's not sure about this notion of always being concerned about transformation. Our theology, he says, calls us to meet you where you are. There's that language again that we're using. It calls me to promote you being who you are without the need to become something or someone else. Sure, we all want to be better people, he says, but there is deep theology at the ground of accepting you as you are. That doesn't mean others doing that. That means you doing that. Unitarian Universalism is not the old school Calvinist doctrine of human depravity and original sin. We affirm every person's inherent dignity, inherent worth, which is already present. It's already there. That's what inherent means. The church doesn't need to cleanse you or bless you or give you something to make you whole. That's a radical notion for many of us who've been raised in churches that say otherwise. And then he says, as Mary Oliver says in her poem, Wild Geese, what did we say? You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. Or as Dick Gilbert says in our hymnal, whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are on your journey, we bid you welcome. Our theology says you need not be better first. Come as you are and be blessed. He goes on, and I like the way Reverend Taylor then brings it around with the quote from the Zen Buddhist master who says, you are perfect just the way you are, and you could use some improvement. Yes, there is the need to change and transform, do and do better, learn and grow. But as our Unitarian theology says, an exalted view of human possibility with religious exemplars, an exalted view of human becoming. Yes, you can. But with exemplars whose message is the importance and power of love, not just that you give out, but that you also give yourself. So you grow from a foundation. You venture out from the home, the place of refuge. That is you. Always becoming, but from a place of belonging. The wider belongingness is not just outside you. You're always becoming, but from a place of belonging in your personness, from your integral place of belonging. In our reading, Eric Erickson names that foundation as the first and ongoing task of being human. He says of the ego. He does it in language that we've been using to think about and feel about faith. He says the firm establishment of enduring patterns for the solution of the nuclear conflict of basic trust versus basic mistrust in mere existence is that first task of the ego. Then he goes on to say, and I can't find it, so I won't read it. But it's, oh yeah, few frustrations in either this or the following stages or of life are not endurable if the frustration leads to the ever-renewed experience of greater sameness and stronger continuity of development toward a final integration of the individual life cycle with some meaningful, wider belongingness, a deep and almost somatic conviction that there is meaning to what we are doing. Trust, born of care, is in fact the touchstone of the actuality of a given religion, that sense of orientation in the wider belongingness. Individual trust must become a common faith that holds and is continually able to restore meaning or faith in the goodness of one's striving, and he says, and in the kindness of the powers of the universe. Trust and faith and integrity, all in the language of wholeness, all in that language together. Integrity, the pattern, the paternity. So the pattern, the paternity of myself, taking care of myself, not looking always outside me for the sense of self given by others, not making myself continually vulnerable to the drama of every person I come in contact during the day, but taking care of myself so that I can be whole, I can be strong, I can be part of a wider belongingness even as you get mad at me. It's that simple. I want to ask everybody in here who's a pleaser to raise their hand. But you did it anyway because I said it. You wanted to please me. How exposed are you? I rest my case. I didn't raise my hand. Exactly, yeah. And I'm an accommodator. So you raise your hand, you know. And you just start doing those things and you realize how, and my integrity was based on a sense of wanting to be liked, sense of wanting to do good. So what if I do something that you don't like? Or what if I do something where I make a mistake? What do I fall back on? How do I move through the day in feeling good? That paternity of myself, integrity, my gymnast. Many pieces, one me. Many pieces, one wonderful me. So let's sit with that again. Just say in yourself, use your name in that, and use your whole name, however you feel, or your nickname, or whatever fits. But just in that phrase, my darkness.